Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know. He's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
That's how I get a lot of guests. Guests are recommended to me. People email me. People call me. People text me and say, Rashawn, I love your show. This is who you should have on your show. This person is a perfect guest. Again, I host this show weekly. It's my Money Making Conversations Masterclass show. The interviews and information that this show provides, again, it's for everyone. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. My guest is on the phone right now. She is a speaker, investor, award-winning entrepreneur. She is the founder of the Boss Network, a community of professional and entrepreneurial women. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass, Dr. Kamika Smith. How you doing, Dr. Smith?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good. What city are you based in?
I'm based in Chicago, Chi-Town.
Oh, I love that city. Is it still, has the climate, is it still cold like it used to be? I was up there from 2012 to 2017, and boy, it was cold this time of year. How's the weather?
Yeah, you know what? I will say this. Global warming has been good to us because it was 70 degrees today. So.
You kidding me? Right now, I got clothes right now, Dr. Smith. I can only wear in Chicago. I would walk down the street. I had a mask on. I had a fur. I'm going to tell you the truth. I had a fur on. I had boots. And you didn't know if I was a black man or white man. That's how covered I was. Because at this time of year, I'm talking about February 27th, I was like in 6 degree temperature. And you telling me 70 degrees.
That's the norm. That's the norm. But for some reason, we've been getting some extremely warm weather. It was like 60 yesterday, but then it's going to snow this week too. So, you know, it's the most bipolar city I've ever seen, but you know.
Right. Cool. The Boss Network. What does BOSS mean?
So BOSS actually is an acronym. So it stands for Bringing Out Successful Sisters. And I launched this organization back in 2009. I was a former educator with Chicago Public Schools and had a great career. And I got laid off at the height of the recession, as, you know, probably many of your listeners experienced that. And I had always been an entrepreneur. So, you know, for me, it was about, you know, just kind of stepping out there and seeing what I could do with my business and just, you know, just kind of seeing how I can go into business full time for myself after thinking I was going to retire from Chicago Public Schools and get to go watch, you know, the old story. But it didn't happen that way. And, so I launched a series of events 15 years ago for Black women, because I felt like there was not a lot of support for us starting businesses. Now, mind you, this was 15 years ago, so all the things that you see now, all the support, all the research, all the funding, all the access, it did not exist. And so we launched our first series of events in the summer of 2009, took advantage of social media and created a national network. And today we reach over 200,000 women. And we have the largest digital platform, the BossNetwork.org, that helps Black women start businesses in the country.
Okay, you know, congratulations, first of all. I'm a hype guy. What you just said is hype to the next level. I want to be your, you know, like every great rapper have a hype person in front of them, just go out there and go, here comes Dr. Smith. Here comes Dr. Smith. 200,000. Launched in 2009. Can I be your hype person? Because what you just said was incredible information.
Thank you so much.
Incredible information. $200,000, $2,009, but everything starts with an idea. And
it does.
So how did you believe in that idea back in 2000? Because I know it started before 2009. But, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you work in a 40-hour-a-week job, and a lot of people telling you, girl, come on now. Really?
Right.
Who are you? Why?
Exactly, yeah. Well, I'll be honest. I don't think even back then I was thinking about being a full-time entrepreneur. I was just, like, trying to, you know, see how I can make my side hustle work for me and make some extra money. I had a career. I went to school. I got a master's degree. You know, at the time, I have a doctorate now. But, you know, my career was what I was focused on. But, you know, what we notice with most Black women when they experience layoff or they experience situations where they're not, you know, getting to where they want to be within their, you know, their corporate career, that glass ceiling, you know, we sometimes go the other route, which is entrepreneurship. And I think I just came in at the height of that. I think around 2009, you know, Black women were starting to see themselves as independent outside of their jobs. Mm-hmm. And I just came at a really awesome time. And so I think, you know, I was, you know, talking to someone the other day, and it was like, we literally were one of the first communities, you know, to do this work. And so I feel like it just was a perfect time. And once we started to put the information out there on social media and, you know, let people know what we were doing, we were literally listed in Forbes magazine within 6 months as one of the top websites for women in business. And so that type of support and, you know, accolades really helped to level us up and really create a space for ourselves in the marketplace. And so we just took that and just ran with it. You know, I was just like, okay, I've been in Forbes. I got to go hard and make sure that I'm able to provide quality, you know, things for my community and bring as many resources and opportunities to Black women as I can. And the support that we've garnered and the things that we've accomplished over the last 15 years has been incredible.
You know, I'm talking to Dr. Kamika Smith, founder of the Boss Network. Boss Network stands for bringing out successful sisters to promote and encourage the small business spirit and professional development of women. Boss Network, any events you have coming up?
Well, we just recently just closed out our Boss Impact Fund grant program, which this is our third year. We were able, back in 2022, we launched our own fund for Black women, and we were able to raise $1.5 million for small businesses. And we've since then invested in 60 Black women-owned businesses. Our applications just closed, so we'll be investing in 25 women this year. And so this being our 15-year anniversary, we have a lot of things happening this year. We just launched our first report on Black women called Voices of Strength Report. We will have an anniversary event in Atlanta this fall. And so, you know, just so many different things we're doing throughout the year to celebrate 15 years and supporting Black women. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff. Everything is at thebossnetwork.org.
You know, when you're trying to do something positive, there's always somebody out there attacking, because a lot of programs that are focusing on uplifting certain communities, like in this case, you know, women of color, Black women, are being under attack, mm-hmm. being sued. When you hear that, are you mad? Are you go get your lawyer up? What is going on when I hear things like that? This is not DEI right now, and I want to talk to you about DEI. I want to talk about the organization like yours, who's designed to move forward the needle for African American women, are being challenged and being called racist programs or programs that are unfair. Please expound.
Well, you asked a really poignant question, Rashawn. You said, do you get mad or do you lawyer up? You do both, you know, because, you know, that's where we are right now. You know, we've worked so hard, and people are attacking diversity and inclusion. They're attacking affirmative action, and they're using laws that were meant to protect us against us, right? And so, but I'm a woman of faith, so I don't operate out of fear. And so, you know, me continuing the work that I'm doing, I make sure that I have my lawyers in place to make sure that we are covering ourselves. And then I'm also making sure that I'm educating my community, because the more support that we can garner around the things that matter to us, the more that we can move the needle and try to, you know, get things to move forward instead of backwards. And so it's just where we are right now. I tell, you know, a lot of people that, you know, from what I've seen being in business for 15 years with the Boss Network and being an entrepreneur for 20 years, there are cycles, right?
Right.
And so there are cycles, especially for the Black community. You know, we don't get anything consistently, right? It's normally, you know, at election time, who's the president, you know, George Floyd, you know, civil unrest, you know. And so when we see those things happening, we have to take advantage of the moment, but we have to also always be prepared to how to survive when those seasons are not around. And that is what tenacity and, you know, for me, consistency is all about, you know, because it's not going to always be in our favor. But when those moments come, we got to, you know, ride that wave and just move forward and keep moving forward.
Now, the Invest in Progress grant program, it's still operation, correct?
Absolutely. So
explain to us what it is.
Yeah, so the Boss Impact Fund is our fund that we launched. And we launched this fund to raise $10 million over the next 5 years to invest in 500 Black women-owned businesses. And under that fund, we launched individual grant programs. And so the Invest in Progress grant is a partnership with Sage, and they are one of the largest financial accounting solutions firms that works with small and medium-sized businesses. And so not only with that program are we providing $10,000 grants to Black-owned women businesses, but we also offer them a full-year scholarship to our Boss Business University, which gets them access to mentoring, coaching, training, marketing for their business. And so, you know, I really wanted to make sure that I was giving these women an opportunity to succeed because, as you know, Black women are starting businesses at a higher rate than any other group. But most of our businesses are not succeeding because we don't have the financial support or the access to the resources that our counterparts have.
Yes, I'm very much aware of that. And that's one of the reasons I brought you on. Because I want people to hear about the Boss Network, an online entrepreneurial network that's one of the leading voices in the entrepreneurial space for women of color, Black women. And so how does one register? Or is there a registration process? Is the registration process an ongoing thing, or is it a window $25,000, you have 25 women can qualify for the $10,000 grant opportunity.
Yeah, so that particular program just closed on last Friday.
Okay.
But we relaunch it every single year. And, of course, we're always in fundraising, so we're always trying to raise funds. You can just imagine with the climate that we're in right now, that is a very difficult task because, you know, some people have taken, you know, the bait or just decided that they don't want to support anymore. I'll just say that, right? Because
right.
A lot of brands made a lot of these commitments during, you know, George Floyd about supporting the Black community, and a lot of those funds or support never got to the Black community. So, you know, I'm just going to be honest. But the reality is, you know, there are people who want to support, who want to see us win. And so we're always actively fundraising and trying to garner more support because, you know, even with this particular grant program, we got over almost 12,000 applications, Rashawn, for 25 grants. So the need is huge.
12,000.
Last year we got 18,000. This year we got 12,000, yes. And so, you know, we have created some amazing partnerships with the Divine Nine, Black female sororities, to help us to, you know, try to gain more support. And we're just doing everything that we can, you know. But as far as the Boss Network, our membership is open throughout the year so women can join and they can get access to other grants that we hear about, other trainings, programs. We are like a one-stop shop for entrepreneurs.
12,000. We'll be right back. For 25 women competing for 12,000. And it's just, and I'm not downplaying it, but it's $10,000. And that goes back to banking, where you can go get a loan. We're going to talk more about this because, you know, if we don't change the system, then we're going to become victims of the system. And that's what we're talking about with Dr. Smith, the Boss Network. You listen to Money Making Conversation Masterclass hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
Right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com and follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hi there. Welcome back to Money Making Conversations Masterclass. You're speaking to, you're listening to Rashawn McDonald. I'm the one speaking, and I'm speaking to interviewing Dr. Kamika Smith. She founded the Boss Network. The mission of the Boss Network, which stands for Bringing Out Successful Sisters, is to promote and encourage the small business spirit and career development of women of color. And when I say that, I'm going to tell you something. On that commercial break, I was mad. I was mad because, you know, the George Floyd came out all over this world. People were making massive donations to HBCUs and people, white people were admitting they had wronged the system. The system was broken. And then you fast forward, and I could feel a change, like in 2022. I could feel that it was changing, you know, whatever, stop, whatever, you know.
Hearing about it.
You know, and then now DEI seems to be making a comeback, but it's under attack. I know states have changed the rules. Can you explain to everybody what DEI is and why we have to continue to fight for that level of diversity and inclusion?
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, simply put, DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it's supposed to be a framework that seeks to support and promote fair treatment and participation for all people, particularly underrepresented groups, against discrimination on the basis of identity or disability. And so for me, when we talk about an attack on DEI, you know, some people try to say, well, you know, we're giving people who don't qualify or don't deserve certain things just because of their race. And that's definitely not what it's about. And it has never been that way, right? It's always been about giving those of us who have the same qualifications as our counterparts, the same opportunities. And that's why it's so important to protect DEI at all costs.
And that's why it's important for me to allow an individual like you, who's out there fighting the fight. You know, I'm talking the talk. You know, I try to bring individuals on Money Making Conversation Masterclass to communicate that level of consistency. And that's a consistent thing. We're not trying to get in front of the line. We just want to be in the line.
right.
When somebody's right. looking out there for to hire somebody, we won't just be standing right there because our application right. allows us to be qualified. And when I see things like, you know, Elon Musk and people are attacking HBCUs and mm-hmm. saying that, you know, United Airlines created this program and it was through HBCUs that they wanted to align themselves with, boom, hey, HBCUs aren't qualified. They aren't qualified. Yeah. You know, and then, you know, mm-hmm. then you have people like Mark Cuban, who used to own the Dallas Mavericks, is still part of he runs the Dallas Mavericks, mm-hmm. was talking about diversity, equity, inclusion is important. He said, if you look around any successful company, that's what he said, successful company, right. they're successful because they value the principles of DEI. And that's that is right. absolutely true. You cannot tell if you're trying to get the best football team. You want the best players out there, no matter what right. race, color they are. You want mm-hmm. the same. If you look at the way sports is put together and we did the same thing in the corporate world, then we will win. But in that corporate world, there tends to be that old sacred. That's where racism really pops its ugly head. Is there a way yeah. we can get around this? Or you just said, Rashawn, just keep battling, keep waking up. Don't lose the grit to achieve, and just realize that your brand can be consistently in a positive place as long as you keep moving forward. Is that the right approach?
You know, you said it. It can be very disheartening, especially for those of us that are on the front line. You know, we're fighting. You know, we're sitting at these tables and we're hearing people talk about what they're doing, but we don't see that same support being garnered for the work that us in the community are doing. But, you know, what I will say is that how we continue to push forward is by making sure that our voice is heard, right? Like you have done today, Rashawn, giving someone like me a platform to talk about it, right? We can't just be content with just scrolling on our phones and looking at the news and saying, oh, woo, poor them. No, it's us.
Right.
It is not them. It is us. And it affects us. And so, you know, when election comes around, our vote matters, right? When these things are getting attacked, our support matters, right? And so, you know, I talk about, you know, getting, you know, 18 to 20,000 applications for 25 grants. Well, you know what? That's 25 women that I've impacted that would have never had an opportunity to get access to a traditional loan, or maybe not have access to other grants that they won't qualify for because they don't have the revenue in place, right? But they have a vision and they have a clear focus on what they want to do, and we see that, right? And so, yeah, it might be a drop in the bucket, but what I know about Black women is when you invest in one Black woman, you've invested in an entire community. And so, you know, I still am encouraged to know that, you know, at the end of this year, I would have invested in almost 100 Black women owned businesses. And many people can't say that. So, you know, I just stay encouraged. I keep fighting a good fight. I keep pushing forward. You know, my mother, she introduced me to my Black history many, many years ago and bought me the Encyclopedia of Black History so that I can understand where I come from and who I come from. And so because I know I come from good stock and we are some resilient people, nothing's going to stop me from keeping and pushing forward.
Dr. Smith. You fired up right now. See, I love, you know, Dr. Smith, you know, you was over here. You're not saying you went unprofessional. I'm not saying that. But boy, I pressed a button somewhere and you're going to look at, because you know, because when I hear people out there like you, all you asking, give me money so I can make this country better. Give me money so I can give people an opportunity to show their true talent, their true value. Because when you create entrepreneurs, you're people who employ people who pay taxes.
I can say that, Rashawn. Absolutely. We're not asking for a handout. When you invest in Black businesses, you invest in the country. It's good for everybody. It's good for the economy. It's good for the ecosystem. It's good for our world, right? And so that is what we're saying, right? And for those of us that want to keep us in what I call bondage, because what they know is that when we have access to ownership, right?
Right.
When we can own our own, we can be on our own. And they want us to be dependent.
See, when I introduced, I said speaker. See, the speaker part of her is coming out right now. You know, see, I want
to. Hours, so, you know, I was a little.
No. No. See, this is a blessing because, you know, when I interview people like you, you know, and I interview a lot of people, I'm always trying mm-hmm. to figure out what's that button that keeps you going? And what is going is passion. And it's passion with That's intelligence, right. okay? And you're not letting frustration win. Because I'm going to tell you something. I would tell people, I'm Black every day of my life. If I walk out the door, you know, worried about a cop stopping me, worried about getting turned down by a loan, but worried about somebody not giving me the money I deserve, then guess what? Then frustration wins. Now, I know it's going to happen, but I keep planning for the next opportunity. And then when I look at the Boss Network, I feel that's the principle of what you guys are based on, planning for the next opportunity, correct?
Absolutely. We started with not having support. So when you have, and that's how most of us start, that's why when you give us a little bit of something, we can make something out of nothing, right? And that frustrates those that want to keep us in bondage, right? Because it's like, you know, oh, we've seen them get a little bit of opportunity, and they're out here. Now, let's be real. We have more millionaires, black millionaires, than we've ever had before, because we can do a whole lot with a little, right? So they don't want to give us the little, right, because they don't want to see us have a lot. But we know, because we've always thrived with little, you know, so they don't faze us. I mean, when somebody, you know, when they weren't giving out PPP loans, it's like, okay, well, I ain't never got a loan. So it's like, you know, man,
right.
What's next?
I was sitting there that waiting on that PPP loan, and then I'm realizing the reality stars out there buying cars and houses and private jets. I'm going, how are they getting it? And I need it. I'm the business owner that needs it. They're over there looking through every line item going, I fill out all the right papers. What I need is a line like the reality star. But these are the things that make us look bad, though, Dr.
Yes,
Smith.
Yes, it is.
You know, mm-hmm. One of those stories go, see, I told you so.
Yeah.
And then we lumped into all that, I like to call it black ignorance.
Yes. Yes. And that's why my motto has been since day one, to operate in a state of excellence. You know, people try to tell me what the Boss Network should be many, many times, right? You know, I'm like, hey, I'm not here to be media takeout. We got enough of that. I want to be a network that pushes entrepreneurship, that pushes career development, that pushes, you know, personal development, that pushes ownership. And yeah, it might not be the most popular conversation online, but guess what? I'm changing lives and hopefully, you know, changing communities with what we've done. And so that's all that matters to me, you know?
You know, you... Money Making Conversation Masterclass. That's the name of my show.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And just hearing you talk, you go, Rashawn, people will ask you to do it differently. And people always ask, why are you doing this show? What's so exciting talking to an entrepreneur? What's so exciting talking about a small business owner? What's so exciting talking about a nonprofit? Because these are the cornerstones of how this country works. And these are the new stars of our community. Isn't that the new stars aren't the Stephen A. Smiths of the world or the LeBron James or any actress or Denzel Washington. The stars are who I'm talking to on this show. Mm-hmm. The Boss Network, entrepreneurial women who are the fastest growing small business entrepreneurial space in the world. Are black women.
And the
black women. And if I can give a voice to somebody like Dr. Smith, then I'm going to keep giving it. I will keep giving it to you. And I'm so sorry that I just started talking to you today, because we missed opportunity to promote some things that happened in your life, your business. You said, Rashawn, just last week, we just stopped that program. Well, that will never happen again on my show.
Oh, thank you, Rashawn. I appreciate that.
You're going to be at the forefront of all my conversations. If you got 200,000 women ready to hear what you got to say, well, guess what? I got a platform ready to hear what you got to say, too.
Awesome. All right. Listen, I appreciate that. Yes, because that's what it's all about. You know, we have to, you know, share knowledge. And, you know, people want to say that we're not trying to grow and develop, but I don't believe that. You know, we want to grow. We want to develop. We want to be owners. And we want to be, you know, creating our own way. And so this conversation that you're doing today, I was listening to the podcast you had earlier with the young lady, and I was just smiling from ear to ear, because that's what it's all about, you know, us being able to do something. Because that's what we do as black people. We're not doing most things for ourselves. We're going to always do something to help other people. That's just how we are built, you know. And hopefully in the midst of that, we can, you know, take care of ourselves as well. But, you know, the reality is we're always trying to uplift our people. And that, to me, is what keeps me going every day.
I appreciate you. Again, welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. You're not only at the front of the line, you are the line. And I appreciate you, Dr. Smith, for coming on my show.
God bless you.
Keep winning. Keep winning.
Thank you so much.
And anybody who's listening to the show, you keep winning too. And please come back next week, because I'm here every week doing the thing, bringing the stars from the Boss Network, showing them up, telling the world. You can keep winning. Bye-bye, y'all.
That's it.
Money Making Conversations Masterclass continues online at moneymakingconversations.com. And follow Money Making Conversations Masterclass on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time you stop reading other people's success stories and start writing your own.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.